Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Robert McArdo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Michael Coleman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Butch Henry. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Garcia-Para reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Garcia-Para scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henry fires to first and picks off Ordonez. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Hazelman reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hazelman moves to third. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fry strikes out. One out. Michael Coleman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garciaparra is one for one in the game, with a double. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McArdo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Valentin moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hazelman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards center. Coleman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Coleman. Ordonez moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Michael Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia-Para is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McArdo is 0-for-1 in the game. McArdo strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn is hit by the pitch. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hazelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Paro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Fry. The throw from McArdo and he is out, Durham applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Jeff Abbott pinch hits for Robert McArdo. Tom Gordon now pitching. Jorge Fabregas pinch hits for Jeff Abbott. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas now catching. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Garcia Parra reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia Parra moves to third. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordero is walked intentionally. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sirotka covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Derek Lowe now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Curtis Pride pinch hits for Bill Hazelman. Curtis Pride batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pride hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg pinch hits for Michael Coleman. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garcia Parra is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg now catching. Darren Bragg now playing center field. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Durham steals second. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Mark Brandenburg now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. Cameron moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Chad Fonville pinch runs for Frank Thomas. John Waston now pitching. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Fonville. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Fonville steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.